There's no way I'm sharing a tent with him. Are you kidding me? I thought it was going to be you and me in one, and him and Zach in the other. Yeah, obviously, I would not have come if I'd known I'm sharing a tent with my ex-boyfriend. It was bad enough eating s'mores with him, but now you expect me to sleep next to him? Jess, do you realize how messed up that is? Okay, you have fun with Zach. Maybe I'll just sleep outside. With any luck, I'll get eaten by a bear.
Did you know about this? Us having to share a tent? I'll take that as a no. Yeah, well, Jess and Zach are together now, apparently, and they want to share a tent for obvious reasons. So can you get your stuff out of here so I can go to sleep? I take the tent, you take the log outside. Duh. You're not even going to try to be a gentleman about this? You know what? Fine. If you won't sleep outside, then I will. Oh, really? It's dangerous? Like you even care about my safety in the first place. Thank you for your concern, but I'll take my chances. Fine.
Good night.
Watch where I'm going. Watch where you're sleeping. Why are your legs so long? Well, maybe if you didn't take up 90% of the tent, I wouldn't have tripped over you. My sincere apologies for interrupting your precious beauty sleep. I only came back because I heard something in the woods. Don't gloat. Also, I dropped my flashlight and I'm pretty sure something bit me, so this is me asking if I can sleep here. The magic word. What are you, 10? You know what? Never mind. I will build myself a shelter out of sticks if I have to. I need a flashlight. What do you mean you don't have an extra? Well then, give me yours. You are such a child. It's not like you're going to need it. I hate you. Can I please stay in the tent? Can I please stay in the tent? How generous of you. You know, just because we're in the same proximity doesn't mean we have to talk. Why can't we just pretend like the other person doesn't exist? You're plenty good at that. You know exactly what I mean. Are you sure you put this thing up the right way? I'm just making sure it's not gonna collapse on us. Oh, okay, Mr. Survival Expert. Want to show me your Boy Scout badges? I did too help. I grabbed the rock so you could tie the line around them or whatever. That's contributing. I contributed. Plus, I brought all the blankets. So I think it's safe to say I did my part. I'm so thirsty. What's this? Why are you handing me a water bottle? Is it poisoned or something? Wait. Just because it's poisoned doesn't mean I don't want it. Here's to hoping I'll drop dead and be out of this torturous situation. Yeah, fine. Go to sleep. Psst. Did you hear that? There it is again. That's what I heard earlier. I am relaxed. Oh my god, it's getting closer. Stop acting like I'm crazy for not wanting to get eaten alive. Okay, so first you say it's dangerous here, and then you call me dramatic for worrying that it's dangerous here. Yeah, right, it's the wind. That is not the wind. Wait, what are you doing? You can't go back to sleep. Because I'm not going to be able to fall asleep. There's still a wolf out there. Okay, a bear out there, whatever. What does it matter? Either way, we could end up dead. How do you know? Well, you just have an answer for everything, don't you? If this plays out right, you'll keep insisting it's not a big deal, and then we'll wake up with a tent in shreds and our faces being eaten off. Don't play dumb with me. You know exactly what I'm referring to. And you pretending you don't only proves my point further. If it's nothing, then why don't we go investigate? 'Cause there's no way I'm going alone. Boo-hoo, you'll sleep when you're dead. Come on, let's go. Zach is gonna be mad that I lost his flashlight. I have to go look for it anyway. Yeah, I am still scared, but I'm not gonna be able to sleep until I know for sure Bigfoot isn't lurking outside the tent. I don't need you to protect me. I need someone to sacrifice to the thing so I can run away. If I go out there alone and die, Jess is gonna wonder why I never made it back to the tent, and you will become a main murder suspect. It's always the ex-boyfriend, duh. Now chop chop, let's go. See, I don't think Jess would believe you. 'Cause she doesn't like you. 'Cause I don't like you. Yeah, well, unfortunately, you being Zach's friend doesn't win you any points. Trust me, she still doesn't like you. It's a solidarity thing. She let you come because you're like the only one who can actually put up a tent. And she made me come because Zach insisted it would be weird if it was just the three of you. What they failed to recognize was that it's equally weird to have two exes sleeping in the same tent. I mean, this whole thing is weird, isn't it? Agreed. I left it somewhere around here. Well, if you must know, I had to tinkle, so I came out here, I heard a sound, and while I was running for my life, I dropped my flashlight. Why are you shining your light over there? I told you I dropped it over here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was further back. You keep looking over here and I'll go check over there. What, you worried about me? Didn't think so. Boo. I found the flashlight. Did I scare you? I totally scared you. Yeah, I did. Scaredy cat. Oh my god, what was that? There's something moving. Do you see it too? It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a bear. What do we do? Back away slowly? So we can't run? Well, what happens if we run? Okay, back away slowly it is. I know, I am keeping an eye on it. Ow! I just backed into a branch. Ow! Wait, look, it's losing interest. It's turning around, it's turning around. Can we stop walking backwards now? We totally just had a near-death experience. That was crazy. It's not gonna come back, is it? Ow. A tree branch scraped my back. Well, I couldn't see where I was going. Am I bleeding? I'm not taking my shirt off, I'm just lifting it. Is my back bleeding? If you can't see it, then use the flashlight, genius. Not there, higher up. Ow! Don't touch it! Is it bad? It's not just a scratch. Don't undermine my pain. It stings. Unless you're planning on kissing it better, you can pull my shirt back down now. Did you bring your first aid kit? Do you think Jess or Zach brought a first aid kit? I'm not overreacting, it stings. It's not gonna get infected or anything, right? This is so you. To say I'm overreacting when I'm clearly not. You do this all the time, yes. An example? Okay, here's an example. When Emmy, Ella, whatever her name is. Ellie, right, my apologies. Just like when Ellie was all over you and you said I had nothing to worry about. I don't want to hear it. I'm over the whole thing. You can date whoever you want. If I wanted to know if you and Ellie were still together, I would have asked you. Let me guess. She came to her senses and dumped you? What do you mean you were never together? I leave for 2 months, and the moment I get back in town, you've got your arm around her and are pretending like I don't even exist. Are you kidding me? I only started ignoring you after you started ignoring me. I didn't call you while I was away because I was still mad. And I was waiting for you to apologize. For not believing me when I said she was totally into you. You acted like I was ridiculous for it. And then what happens? The second I get back in town, you're hanging out with her. At our hangout. So what if she works there? At our hangout, with our friends, How do you think it felt to get back in town and see that I've been completely replaced? Well, none of this would have happened if you'd just called me to say you're sorry. I'm not the one who needed to apologize. Was I jealous and paranoid? Yes. But was I right? Yes. How can you say you two never dated? It's so obvious you guys were dating. Wait a minute, say that again. She doesn't like guys. Are you serious? Ellie doesn't like guys. How do I know you're not just making it up? Okay, whatever, I believe you. So when you said, trust me, she doesn't like me like that, you seriously meant... Wow. Well, then why didn't you just tell me she doesn't like guys? I wouldn't have told anyone. Okay, so she asked you to promise not to. But she's okay with people knowing now? Well, this is just... So what you're saying is, I should have believed you when you told me there was nothing going on. See, I think you should have called me and told me the truth the second she said it was okay for you to. Of course it wasn't too late. I hadn't moved on. I didn't hate you. I never hated you. I never even stopped loving you. Are you seriously going to make me say it again? You taste like s'mores. I'm getting in your sleeping bag, duh. There. Are you sure the bear isn't coming back? I hope you know that I still plan on sacrificing you if it does.